This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden. The drug naloxone saves lives every day in South Florida by reversing opioid overdoses. But a WLRN investigation shows, as first responders across the country need naloxone like never before, the skyrocketing cost of the drug is hitting taxpayers, and members of Congress are asking questions. Paramedics found 23-year-old Matt Klukowski at the bottom of the stairs, dying.
I kept feeling a thump on my chest. I overdosed and fell face first down the stairs. Someone called 911. My heart had stopped, so they hit me with the defibrillator. They distributed 4 doses of Narcan.
Narcan is a brand name for the drug naloxone. It's the antidote to an opioid overdose.
No heart rate, no breathing, no brain activity. They pronounced me dead. They were bringing me to wherever they were going to bring me. No lights, no sirens. They heard a gasp out of me, and I started breathing on my own again.
The naloxone kicked in and brought Klukowski back to life from a heroin overdose. Naloxone kicks opioid molecules off receptors in the brain, reviving victims and allowing them to start breathing again. The next day, Matt Klukowski got on a plane from Maine to South Florida to get treatment. Now he's an addiction counselor at Rebel Recovery in West Palm Beach. Naloxone is not new. It's been around since the 60s, same as ibuprofen. For decades, it cost less than $5 a dose. There's no other drug that can reverse an opioid overdose fast enough to save a victim's life.
It truly is a miracle drug.
Delray Beach Fire Rescue Chief Neil DeJesus.
We can't do without it. It's either buy the drug and administer it to save lives or don't buy it and watch people die.
On average, 115 Americans are now dying every day from opioid overdoses. A WLRN analysis of 8 major South Florida fire rescue departments shows spending on naloxone soared between 2013 and 2016. Delray Beach used to spend $2,100. Now it's 14 times that. The city of Miami used to spend $3,600. Now it's also 14 times that amount. And Palm Beach County's naloxone bill went from $18,000 to $205,000, more than 1,000% increase. More overdoses explain part of that. But the cost of life-saving naloxone has also soared. Paying the price, police, fire rescue, and EMS agencies. And that's causing concern in Congress. U.S. Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland commented at a hearing in November on a federal report describing naloxone shortages for some rescue agencies.
The thing that I think bothers me so much about naloxone is that the price was jacked up, I mean, big time, at the very time when first responders and others were trying to get it.
According to records obtained by WLRN, Miami Fire Rescue paid $9 in 2013 for each dose of naloxone made by the drug company Amphastar. 3 years later, that same dose cost $40, a price jump of 350%. That hurts if you're buying one dose of naloxone. Fire rescue agencies are buying thousands.
Rescue 5, Alpha response. Seizure breathing unverified at Overtown Station, 100 Northwest 6th Street.
Rescue 21 responding.
The best part of wearing a Miami firefighter uniform is that we don't put a price tag on saving someone's life.
Miami Fire Rescue EMS Chief Robert Evia says whatever the cost, they have to pay it.
Our mission is quite simple. It's to save lives and protect property.
But when you have a product that can literally save someone's life, how do you decide what is a fair price? No doubt the law of supply and demand is having an effect. But take the example of the drug company Kaleo.
To use pull-off red safety guard.
The company makes an emergency auto-injector called Evzio. It's about the size of a phone. This delivery device hit the market 4 years ago. But the drug it injects is 1960s naloxone.
To inject, place black end against outer thigh.
The device gives real-time instructions anyone can use.
Press firmly and hold in place for 5 seconds.
The retail cost of a kit with 2 injectors was around $600. But 3 years later, that same kit cost more than $4,000 for a device that can only be used one time.
They look at it like an opportunity.
Dr. Scott Chelson is a professor of pharmacy at Nova Southeastern University. He says naloxone and all drugs should be subject to price transparency.
We need to know where the price is coming from. They increase, what,
100, 200, 300%. How? We need to know how.
If you're inclined to think federal regulators may have answers, think again. A disclaimer on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's website says as much.
The FDA has no legal authority to investigate or control the prices charged for marketed drugs.
But members of Congress and state attorneys general, they can investigate.
What is a pharmaceutical company doing making the price unreachable for the very drug that can save lives?
U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri has launched a probe into drug makers' pricing of naloxone. And if this sounds familiar, it is.
I know there is considerable concern and skepticism about the pricing of EpiPens.
In 2016, Congress was demanding answers for the soaring cost of Mylon's EpiPen. Mylon Pharmaceuticals CEO Heather Bresch testified before the House Oversight Committee.
In the complicated world of pharmaceutical pricing,
the EpiPen is an emergency auto-injection device, like Evzio. This one reverses life-threatening allergic reactions. And like Evzio, it was essentially the only auto-injector of its kind on the market. Between 2009 and 2016, Mylon jacked the price of an EpiPen 2-pack from $100 to $600. There was a public outcry, particularly from the elderly and parents with allergic children. Committee members excoriated Bresch, including Massachusetts Representative Stephen Lynch.
It's disgraceful what's going on here by showing the blatant disregard you have and disrespect you have for people who desperately need this medication. The cost increase are up 1,151%. I think it's disgusting.
But there hasn't been the same public outcry over naloxone as there was for the EpiPen. Scott Chelson, the NSU pharmacy professor, thinks he knows why.
There's still those people that think people that use drugs deserve to die, and that's the difference. It's a different stigma.
The drug maker Amphastar did not respond to multiple interview requests. A spokesperson for Kaleo, the company that makes the Evzio auto-injector, issued an email response. It points out that through the company's direct delivery service, many patients can get Evzio deeply discounted or free. In regard to the auto-injector's current $3,800 list price, the company says no patient actually pays that, but that Kaleo has to set the price that high so lots of people can get it for free. Follow-up requests did not clarify what that means. The company did acknowledge the current healthcare system is flawed. I'm Peter Hayden in Palm Beach County. You can find charts and maps and a lot of other information about how the high cost of naloxone affects South Florida at WLRN.org. This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden.